Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we conclude a message we've been sharing these last couple weeks on 100-fold discipleship. And I would like to share just some ways that we can apply these principles to our walk in Jesus to become those 100-fold disciples that He desires us to be, or that we should desire to be for Him. And the first concept is self-surrender. And that's where it's easy to say, but it's a very hard thing to do. And how does that occur? It's the result of denying ourself, laying aside our desires, our attitudes, our responses, when our response is to lash out and get angry, to just hold our peace and to pray and ask God for wisdom and to pray for our enemies, those who ridicule or despitefully use us. That's a hard thing, to deny ourselves and surrender to the will of God. And if we will do that, that will give us the ability to have victory over that inner restlessness or indifference or selfish goal seeking, which is a result of seeking one's own benefit or one's own blessing, if you will. We need to enlarge our hearts, enlarge our lives, our spiritual sight, if you will, to have the heart of God, to look at those who are suffering around us, whether they be Christians, part of the body of Christ, or whether they be unsaved. And as we surrender ourselves before the Lord, how can I describe it? There's kind of a spiritual detoxification that occurs in our lives, and we can see and hear and understand more clearly than ever before the still small voice of the Lord, His will for our lives and the needs in the lives of others. It gives the Spirit to be stirred up. And then another thing is just standing still so we can see the salvation of God. So often we lag behind or we start running ahead, and we have to wait on the Lord. My husband always said, when in doubt, don't do anything until you have a clarity and a knowledge and a conviction that this, and with that comes peace, that this is the action or direction God is asking you to take. So we then become highly sensitive and aware of His presence within us and all around us. We recognize that we can't bring about our own deliverance by ourselves, that's for sure, but it's Christ in us that brings that hope of glory, the work of His power in our lives. And then also, as we focus on the Lord, on Jesus who dwells within our spirit, we know that our spiritual victories are accomplished through Him and through Him alone. Fear and the fear of failure is thrust out from us as we acknowledge the presence of God with us and within us, and as we totally yield to the will and to the Word of God, we will see new victories in our lives. Christ within us is not only the hope of glory, but the source of all security and self-assuredness and of His divine life and light abiding in us. And then another aspect is concentration or focus, if you will. That concentration means to put our attention on a single object. Remember that scripture of if thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And then let me turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. I'm going to read verses 38 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God. What a beautiful, powerful passage of scripture that brings, I don't know about you, but it brings great comfort to my heart, knowing that nothing in life and death, anything present, can separate us from God's love for us and our love for Him. We can endure anything for His name's sake. Praise God. Well, I'm going to do something I don't often do, and that is share just a few testimonies. But before I do, I like to share this lovely poem. It's entitled The Rose, and I think perhaps we can all relate to what is being expressed in this verse. It is only a tiny rosebud, a flower of God's design, but I cannot unfold the petals with these clumsy hands of mine. The secret of unfolding flowers is not known to such as I. The flower God opens so sweetly in my hands would fade and die. If I cannot unfold a rosebud, this flower of God's design, then how can I think I have the wisdom to unfold this life of mine? So I'll trust in Him for His leading each moment of every day. I'll look to Him for His guidance each step of the pilgrim way. For the pathway that lies before me, my Heavenly Father knows. I'll trust Him to unfold the moments just as He unfolds the rose. And a final scripture, Isaiah 58:11. Promise from God's word, the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Praise God. Well, I said I was going to share some testimonies. I do this so rarely, but I think it might encourage you. If you're standing in need of agreeing prayer, I always invite you to write and share your needs. But I'd like to share just a few testimonies from a sister writing from, I don't have the city, but it's from the San Joaquin Valley. Dear Sister Judith, I'm writing to let you know you made a difference in my life. Your letters are always so encouraging and always come right when I feel I can go no longer. The word from the Lord was right on time. Thank you for your continued obedience to our Lord, and never ever doubt the difference you are making. God uses you in such a special way. May God continue to bless you in your ministry. And she signs her name, writing from Christ Jesus, then shares some personal prayer needs. And then here also is a letter from a dear sister, longtime sister, a longtime sister in the Lord and UCM partner, writing from Emeryville. And she writes, thank you, Sister Pastor Judith Glass, for always praying, ministering the word of the Lord to me and others. Always timely, precious, dear to the heart, on target, and on time. It brings love, healing, hope, and faith that God knows us collectively, but the personal prophetic words and visions are most dear, comforting, faith-giving, and with love and accuracy. And she said, sorry, she's writing from her vehicle, just wanted to bless you personally with a first fruit offering. God wants you to be blessed, as you are such a blessing, a sister writing from Emeryville. And then there is another letter I'd like to share from a sister writing from San Francisco. And she writes, God bless you, Sister Glass. I received your recent letter. Thank you for letting God use you to give me the words that He had to say to me. God was right on what was going on in my life. Truly, Sister Glass, God has given me a new day. He has restored my joy and is restoring me. It makes me so happy when I read the things God has said to me through you. God is doing what He said I read the letter over and over and will continue to read it over and over. Thank you, Sister Glass, for praying for me, my family, my loved ones, and friends. Please continue to pray for us, a sister in the Lord writing from San Francisco. This excerpt is from a brother writing from Puyallup, Washington. Sister Judith, it's amazing grace, what God has done in our lives and what He is doing and what He will do in the future should He tarry. I always know that you're really praying for us and we appreciate it greatly. I have one of your prophecies in my Bible as a bookmark and review it daily, and it is surely true. God bless and keep you, a brother in Christ. Then a sister writing from Portland, Oregon. Much love to you, Sister Judith. You saved my life with wise advice years ago when you told me to stop fighting God's fights. You said, no wonder I'm sick and tired. I'm doing work that isn't mine. I did listen and let go and let God. I've been in the incline ever since. Praise be to God. A sister writing from Portland, Oregon. And then we have a letter from a sister writing in Sunnyvale. Dearest Sister Judith, thank you for the beautiful messages. They have uplifted me to the point that I have left everything to the Lord to handle in my life. Jesus is taking good care of me. Some of my prayers have been answered. Bless you always. And then a brief note from a brother writing from Jackpot, Nevada. The spots on my lung last year do not show up on the CT scan taken this February. Thank you for praying. And then one final one, a sister writing from Moss Beach. Thank you for your fervent prayers, encouragement, and sharing the good news of Jesus to the world. Hope lives, and so grateful for your ministry. Praise God. Well, that's just a portion. I don't take much time sharing them, but I tell you, it's a blessing to read the letters that come in and to be able to pray, have that privilege of praying and sharing the burdens of my brothers and sisters. And we, as we do this, we fulfill the law of Christ. Well, I thank you for joining me, and I'll be praying for you, my radio family, my UCM partners, that we will be those 100-fold disciples who will love Jesus with all of our heart, soul, mind, strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves, even as Jesus has loved us. Thank you for joining me, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.